What's up, everybody? What's up, Mixed Crew? And I welcome you guys to the latest episode of In the Mix with Leah B. I am your host, Leah B, where I provide a history lesson on various topics in Black culture. So yes, you guys, I know it's been a minute. I'm glad you guys are still rocking with me and just enjoying the episodes and what I provide for you guys and everything like that. So I'm hoping and praying that this podcast will take off. So I'm just ready. I'm just, you know, been busy with doing the whole 9-to-5 thing, but I'm just ready to give that up and focus on this a lot more. So yes, indeedy. So let's get into it. So this episode, by the way, I cannot believe this is episode 42. Yes, 42. So this episode is on this show called Video Music Box. So I was watching a documentary. It was a documentary on this particular show that was hosted by Nas. Well, actually, he did the documentary. So what the Video Music Box is, it's like the precursor before Rap City on BET or Yo MTV Raps on MTV. So they're like the basically the originators of the whole television, like music TV programming. So when they started, it was started by a guy named Ralph McDaniels and another guy named Lionel C. Martin. And the show itself just featured hip hop videos. So it was premiered in 1983. So that was during a time when what you call the golden era of hip hop, pretty much. And so it aired in 83, and instead of it being on like, you know, a national TV station, it was on public television. And it was WNYC TV, which is known as WPXN TV now. So it premiered in 83. It was created in 83. And it aired from 1984 to 1996. So I'm going to give you a little history on Ralph. Ralph was born in New York. His parents moved to Queens when he was like a little kid, and while he was during that time, he studied communications at LaGuardia Community College. And that during that time, while he was in college, he studied video production, and that's when he began his production company called Classic Concepts with Lionel Martin. And after interning, he was intern at WNYC in New York, which he became a radio engineer, actually. And while he was doing his internship there, he created a dance show called Studio 31 Dance Party, which it was a TV show revolving around music performances and whatnot. And that's when it transformed to Video Music Box. So while he was doing that, a lot of like upcoming rappers were on there, like Nas was on there, And also during the times like in the 90s and stuff, like, so it they played basically all hip hop videos, like Wu Tang Clan, Cream, Cash Rules, Everything Around Me, Dollar Dollar Bills, y'all. That was me and played there. This was in the 90s. So in the 80s, it wasn't getting played. Like, it was mostly like all the 80s hip hop. But the 90s, I think, was when it really took off. So, Cream was played on there. Nas video, Ain't Hard to Tell, that his first debut video, Ain't Hard to Tell, premiered, and Ralph actually directed his first video. And Roxanne Shanté played her video, just to name a few. And also during that time, Ralph co-produced two feature films, Juice, and also another documentary on Roxanne Shanté, and other documentaries and whatnot. So by 1996, the program moved to another public television station called WNYE-TV after WNYC-TV was sold by a private company. So during that time, Ralph and Lionel created, like, they focused on their production company, Classic Concepts. And that's when they both began directing music videos and hosting, actually, fashion shows and whatnot. Like, they've hosted the Fat Farm fashion shows, you know, Russell Simmons clothing line, Fat Farm. And also during that time, when FUBU came out, Desmond John, as you know, he was on Shark Tank. He saw so much potential in that show that he actually financed, he was like an investor of that particular show. So he believed in it so much. And that's when he debuted FUBU on that channel as well. So also, so right now it's not like really, it's not as popular as it once was. It, like, basically after 96, it got canceled. So he basically kept, Ralph kept the name of Lie alive. So he basically, you know, kind of just turned it into a history, like a, you know, into a museum. So you can go to, like, it is actually a non-profit organization called the Music Box Collection. And also, I forgot to mention, by the 90s, they were not playing hip-hop music videos anymore. They were playing strictly R&B music. And also that during that time when they were producing music videos and everything, they produced over like 400 music videos during that time as well. And also Ralph produced Juice as well. So now, I mean, since it got canceled in 96, it kind of just, he, you know, became like a historian, pretty much a music historian for the Music Box, Video Music Box Collection. So basically it's like in a museum, and basically it has a collection of an archive of over 20,000 hours of footage of the Video Music Box clips and videos and interviews and all that stuff. So basically to give a history lesson on hip hop, pretty much. So, but yeah, the documentary was really good, pretty much. It was really, really, really informative. And I just felt like doing this episode here on this particular show. And I apologize, this particular episode is like going to be extremely short. So, yeah, hope you guys enjoy this episode. And, if you guys want to follow In the Mix with Leah B, you can. I am on all social media, Facebook, In the Mix with Leah B, Instagram. You can go on In the Mix with Leah B. Website is In the Mix with Leah B.com. Twitter is In the Mix with Leah. So it's In the Mix and then L-E-A. .com. On Twitter. So yeah, if you all want to keep up with me and keep up with the episodes and everything. So I'm trying to get the podcast merch up and running so you guys can buy some merchandise and everything. So you guys stay tuned for all that. And until next time, y'all. Peace and love.